Hey everyone, welcome back to the AI Hardware Show. I'm your host, Skylar Monroe, and if you're into chips, silicon, and the hardware that's literally powering the future of AI, you're in exactly the right place. Big thanks to our sponsors today, Limitless AI, helping businesses actually integrate AI into their workflows in a real, practical way, and Ago Consulting, that's Ago, your go-to for silicon development consulting. Today, we've got a packed show. Samsung's chairman is out here making moves at Sun Valley. China's chip shortage is getting interesting. NVIDIA just crushed the MLPerf benchmarks. Apple and Broadcom are going all in on a massive semiconductor deal. And even aluminum suppliers are riding the AI wave. Let's get into it. All right, first up, Samsung. So Lee Jae-yong, Samsung's chairman, was spotted at the Allen & Company Sun Valley Conference, which, if you're not familiar, is basically the Mount Olympus of tech and media deal-making. Think Aspen, but for billionaires who want to shake hands and move markets. And he didn't go alone, he brought the head of Samsung's foundry business with him. That detail is really important. This wasn't a casual appearance. When you bring your foundry chief to a conference like this, you're there to talk chips, contracts, and capacity. So what's the play here? Samsung's foundry division has been in a tough spot over the last couple of years. They've been struggling to compete with TSMC, which has become basically the default choice for anyone making a high-end AI chip, whether that's NVIDIA, Apple, AMD, you name it. TSMC has the process technology lead, and they've had the yield advantage, meaning they can produce chips more reliably and with fewer defects. Samsung has been working hard to close that gap, but perception in the industry has been slow to shift. So Lee Jae-yong going to Sun Valley himself, that's a signal that Samsung is getting aggressive about winning foundry business at the highest level. Sun Valley is where you'd find the CEOs of major tech companies, venture capitalists, media moguls, people who control enormous capital allocation decisions. If Samsung can get in front of the right people and say, hey, we have the capacity, we have the technology, we want your AI chip business, that's how you start shifting the narrative. And right now, with AI chip demand absolutely exploding, every company that's designing its own silicon, and there are more of them every single day, is looking for a reliable manufacturing partner. TSMC is under enormous pressure, and frankly, the industry needs a credible alternative. Samsung wants to be that alternative. The Sun Valley trip suggests they're not just waiting for business to come to them, they're going out and hunting for it. Keep an eye on this one, because if Samsung manages to land a major AI chip contract, it would be a significant shift in the foundry landscape. Okay, moving on to story number two, and this one is fascinating. China is apparently also dealing with an AI chip shortage. Now, I know what you might be thinking. China has been cut off from the most advanced NVIDIA chips due to US export controls. So how are they facing a shortage of chips they're not even supposed to have access to? Well, here's where it gets interesting. The reporting indicates that NVIDIA H200 chips are being allowed for certain companies in China. Now, the H200 is one of NVIDIA's most powerful data center GPUs. It's part of the Hopper architecture family, and it is an absolute beast for AI training and inference workloads. It features high bandwidth memory, HBM3E, to be specific, which is critical for moving data fast enough to feed those massive AI models. So the fact that there's discussion around H200 access for Chinese companies is a significant development. US export controls have been a moving target. There have been multiple rounds of restrictions, carve-outs, and updates. The basic idea has been to prevent China from getting the most cutting-edge chips that could be used for military AI applications. But the demand for AI compute inside China is enormous. Chinese tech giants, the hyperscalers, the AI labs, they are building and training massive models, and they need compute to do it. The chip shortage there mirrors what we've seen globally. Demand is just outpacing supply. Think of it like a highway where every on-ramp has a line stretching for miles. It doesn't matter which direction you're coming from, the road is congested for everyone. The interesting tension here is between national security concerns driving export restrictions on one side and the sheer market reality of Chinese companies desperately needing compute on the other. This is going to be a story that keeps evolving, and it has major implications not just for NVIDIA's revenue. China used to be a huge market for them, but for the whole geopolitical chess game around AI supremacy. Worth watching very closely. All right, story three, and this one is going to make NVIDIA fans very happy. NVIDIA just posted a clean sweep at MLPerf training version 6.0. So for anyone who's not familiar, MLPerf is basically the gold standard benchmark for AI hardware performance. It's run by the ML Commons Consortium, which is a group of researchers and companies that have gotten together to create standardized apples-to-apples tests for AI training and inference. Think of it like the Olympics for AI chips. Everyone competes under the same rules, doing the same tasks, and you see who comes out on top. And in this round, NVIDIA's Blackwell architecture absolutely dominated. A clean sweep means they took the top performance marks across the board, across different model types, different tasks, different scales. Now, Blackwell is NVIDIA's latest and greatest GPU architecture, the successor to Hopper, and the performance gains are not incremental. We're talking about a fundamentally redesigned approach to how the GPU handles AI workloads. One of the key things Blackwell brings is the ability to scale, and I mean massive scale. NVIDIA demonstrated performance at industry-leading scale, which means they're not just fast with a single GPU, they're fast when you chain together hundreds or thousands of GPUs in a cluster. That's critical for training the frontier models that companies like OpenAI, Google, and Anthropic are building training. A large language model isn't a one GPU job, it's a distributed computing challenge that involves thousands of chips working in tight coordination. So when NVIDIA says they're leading at scale, that's the key metric that the biggest AI labs actually care about. The MLPerf results are also important because they're independent verification. NVIDIA can tell you their chips are fast all day long, that's marketing. But when a neutral third party runs standardized tests and NVIDIA comes out on top, that carries real weight. For investors, for customers, for procurement teams at major tech companies, these benchmarks matter. NVIDIA's competitive moat just got a little deeper. Okay, story four. This one involves some serious money. Apple and Broadcom have forged what's being reported as a $30 billion semiconductor alliance. $30 billion, and it's not just about the components Apple has been buying from Broadcom for years, like wireless chips and RF components. This is now expanding into AI server chip collaboration. This is a huge deal on multiple levels, so let me unpack it. Apple, as most people know, designs its own chips. The M-series and A-series chips are Apple Silicon, made in partnership with TSMC. Apple's in-house chip design capabilities are genuinely world-class. The M4 chips are stunning pieces of engineering. But Apple has mostly focused its custom silicon efforts on consumer devices, iPhones, Macs, iPads. The AI server market is a different beast entirely. Server chips have very different requirements. They need to handle enormous throughput. They need different memory architectures. And they need to operate in data center environments with different power and thermal constraints. Broadcom, on the other hand, is one of the world's most important semiconductor companies for networking and custom AI accelerators. They've been working with Google on TPUs, tensor processing units, for years. They know how to build custom AI silicon for hyperscale data centers. So when Apple and Broadcom come together specifically around AI server chips, the implication is that Apple is getting serious about building out its own AI infrastructure, the back-end compute that powers things like Apple Intelligence. Rather than just buying NVIDIA GPUs like everyone else, Apple might be going the custom silicon route for its server-side AI workloads too. It's the same playbook they ran with consumer chips. Instead of using off-the-shelf processors, they designed their own. If they bring that philosophy to AI servers, with Broadcom's help, that could be a really significant development in the custom silicon space. $30 billion is a commitment that says this is not a side project. This is a core strategic priority. And finally, story five. And this one is a bit of a different angle. But I love it because it shows just how far the ripple effects of the AI chip boom are spreading. AMS, which is an aluminum supplier, is apparently on track for semiconductor-led growth because of the AI chip boom. Now, you might be wondering, what does aluminum have to do with AI chips? Quite a bit, actually. Modern chip packaging and data center infrastructure require enormous amounts of aluminum. Think about heat sinks, those finned metal structures that sit on top of processors to dissipate heat. Almost all of them are made from aluminum. Data center cooling systems, server chassis, rack enclosures, a lot of that is aluminum. And as AI data centers scale up massively, we're talking about facilities that consume hundreds of megawatts of power, the thermal management challenge becomes enormous. More powerful chips generate more heat, and you need more aluminum-based cooling solutions to deal with that heat. It's a great reminder that the AI hardware story isn't just about the chip designers and the fabs. It's an entire supply chain ecosystem. There are companies making the specialized gases used in chip manufacturing, companies making the photomasks, the packaging substrates, the printed circuit boards, the fiber optic cables, the cooling systems, and yes, the aluminum. When we talk about the AI infrastructure build-out being one of the biggest capital investment cycles in history, it really is that broad. The money flows through the entire supply chain. For investors and for engineers alike, it's worth zooming out occasionally and looking at the full picture of what it actually takes to build and run an AI data center. AMS's story is a perfect example of that bigger picture. All right, that's a wrap on today's episode of the AI Hardware Show. What a week it's been, Samsung chasing foundry deals at the highest levels, China navigating chip access, NVIDIA dominating benchmarks, Apple and Broadcom making a massive silicon bet together, and aluminum suppliers riding the AI wave. The hardware story is moving fast and it touches everything. This has been the AI Hardware Show, brought to you by Limitless AI and Ago Consulting. Check the link in show notes to learn more about both of them. If you got value out of today's episode, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, share it with a friend who geeks out on this stuff, and the show notes have all the details on today's stories. I'll see you next time.